John and Caroline, Ed and Maurice, members of the family, Mrs. Clinton, members of the clergy and friends. Last summer, when we were on the upper deck on the boat at the vineyard, waiting for President and Mrs. Clinton to arrive, Jackie turned to me and said, "Teddy, you go down and greet the president." But I said, "Maurice is already there." And Jackie answered with a smile, "Teddy, you do it. Maurice isn't running for re-election." She was always there for our family in her special way. She was a blessing to us and to the nation, and a lesson to the world on how to do things right, how to be a mother, how to appreciate history, how to be courageous. No one else looked like her, spoke like her, wrote like her, or was so original in the way she did things. No one we knew ever had a better sense of self. 8 months before she married Jack, they went together to President Eisenhower's inaugural ball. Jackie said later that that's where they decided they liked inaugurations. No one ever gave more meaning to the title of First Lady. The nation's capital city looks as it does because of her. She saved Lafayette Square and Pennsylvania Avenue. The National Cultural Center was her cause before it was the Kennedy Center. Jackie brought the greatest artists to the White House and brought the arts to the center of national attention. Today, in large part because of her inspiration and vision, the arts are an abiding part of national policy. President Kennedy took such delight in her brilliance and her spirit. At a White House dinner, he once leaned over and told the wife of the French ambassador, "Jackie speaks fluent French, but I only understand one out of every five words she says, and that word is De Gaulle."